Blog Talk Radio.
Heaven could be a wonderful, very special, beautiful gift. Heaven took me out, very wonderful, supernatural.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Deacon Thomas Farr, and this is Issues Christian Men's Talk. We'd like to welcome you to our program tonight. Today is Monday, the 24th of July, 2017. We pray all is well with you and your family. We pray that you're staying cool here in this mid-summertime heat. Here in Maryland, it's about 90 degrees at 8 o'clock at night, so with central heat and air-conditioned time, sitting in front of the fan. Hopefully tonight we can say something that will encourage someone. Tonight we're going to talk about the importance, what the Bible says, the importance of accountability in a man's life, having someone that we're accountable to, and putting people around us in a circle of influence who are there for us to encourage us, protect us, and be part of our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/DeaconThomasFarr, we welcome you. And also, if you want to join the conversation and share your insights or some wisdom or have a question, you can call in live to 646-668-2636. And you press 1 on your keypad, and we can bring you into the conversation. We'll see your alert on the switchboard, and you can join the conversation. Amen? Amen. Well, let me just start with scripture and prayer, then we're going to go right into the conversation. Tonight, we're going to be reading from 2 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter number 1. But we're going to start at verse number 2. The Word of God says, "Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercy and the God of all comfort, who comfort us in all our tribulations, that we may be able to comfort them which are in trouble. By the comfort whereof we ourselves our comfort of God." Father, we say thank you tonight, O God. I thank you, God, for those who are joining us on the line. I thank you, O God, for what you've done in our lives, God. I thank you for transition. I thank you for reconciliation. I thank you for redemption today. I thank you for the shed blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, O God, that made it possible for us, O God, to come in fellowship and be called your sons. Father, I'm praying tonight, God, for marriages. I'm praying for brothers. I'm praying for husbands, fathers, and sons, that they might be encouraged, they might be strengthened, to be the men that you called them to be, to fulfill the purpose and plan that you created them for. Strengthen them, God, encourage them. And tonight, God, we want to pray for the unbeliever, that tonight they will hear a word, that the gospel seed will be planted in their life by someone, God, by one of your faithful servants, one of your faithful ambassadors, that will speak life into their situation. So we're praying for the lost today, God, that they might hear the gospel message, the true and pure gospel of Jesus Christ, and surrender to your Lordship, and accept your perfect gift of life eternal. This is our prayer tonight. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Amen. Well, tonight we have a couple of announcements. We have a couple of announcements. I'm going to share some information going on here locally in the community, some upcoming events that are here to encourage men, encourage married couples and families. Because here at Issues Christian Men Talk, we do believe that if we can reach the man, if we can reach the husband and the father, that the whole family can prosper and be blessed. If we can connect ahead, the rest of it will follow. Amen? Amen. Well, Saturday, August the 5th, from 10 a.m. to 12 noon at the Mount Zion Baptist Church on Belvedere Avenue in Baltimore, Maryland. It's 2000 East Belvedere Avenue in Baltimore, Maryland. The pastor there, senior pastor, is Mark A. Ritz. And their marriage ministry presents Marital Love Language, Speaking Your Spouse's Love Language. So we encourage you to come out and join us for that. It's going to be facilitated by Derek and Maria Purcell. They're the marriage ministry leaders there at the church. It's a free event. And also they have child care provided for school-aged children. And you can call. They're looking for you to register. Again, it's a free event, but we're registering so they're going to have a head count. You can call 443-386-8876. That's 443-386-8876, and that's on Saturday, August the 5th. So we encourage you to come out and join that and be part of it. Couples, married couples, engaged couples, young couples, come in here with wisdom and sharing and get some direction in our marriages. Because marriage, again, the family is the foundation of the church. It's the foundation of the community. If we have strong marriages, we have a strong church and strong communities. Amen. Our next upcoming event is for our young people. This is the Youth Graduation Gala, and it's going to be hosted by the Young Writers Challenge. This is a group who encourages young people from the age of middle school to high school and teach them and help them to read, but to write books. And they're publishing books. The group there, they were meeting from January to June of this year, and Friday, August the 11th, they'll be having their graduation gala, and they have published a book. So that's an achievement they reached over this last 6 months. You can go at www.youthwriterschallenge.org and get more information. The graduation gala is going to be held on Friday, August the 11th, from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. The tickets are $25, and you can contact the director and coordinator, Ms. Pat Harris, at 443-421-2070. You also can go to Issues Christian Men's Talk, our Facebook page. You'll see the link in the brochure of what she's doing there. It's Youth Writers Rock. And they've been doing some good work. I've talked to her. She's going to be on our show in the next coming weeks before the gala and talk about what they're doing there. They're working with, again, youth from middle school to high school. And at the end of the program, they publish a book. So there's going to be some books there for sale to help support what she's doing. And again, we're reaching out to our youth, aspiring writers, our young people who want to do poetry and just write short stories. There's a lot of things going on, but we encourage you to reach out to them. Again, it's the Youth Writers Rock. And you can get more information by going to www.youthwriterschallenge.org. Amen. 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 And we have one more of our ongoing information to those of you out there. Winning Souls Evangelist Church, Helping Hands Food Pantry. They're open every second and fourth Saturday of the month from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. They have fresh fruits, vegetables, and meat when available. The pantry is located at 2322 Mountain Road in Pasadena, Maryland. You can call the church at 410-437-0137. And even if you're not in the Pasadena, Maryland area, if you call the church, there's a network of pantries that can let you know if there's a pantry in your neighborhood or if you know someone who's in need of food and they don't live in Anne Arundel County or in the Pasadena, Maryland area. Call a number. They give you a link, and you can direct them to a food pantry in their area code and their communities of code, because we have it broken down because there's food pantries everywhere. People shouldn't have to go hungry, and sometimes people have to sacrifice for other bills, but then we can also provide food for them. That their family doesn't have to go hungry, even in these challenging economic times. Amen? Amen. Well, tonight we're going to talk a little bit more about accountability. So we're going to get right into the program. Again, if you called in at 646-668-2636, you'd like to join the conversation anytime and share your insights or wisdom, we welcome you to join us. Just press 1 on your keypad, and we can bring you on. We'll see you on the switchboard. We can bring you in. Amen. Well, tonight we're going to talk about, again, what does the Bible say on the importance of accountability? You know, with the world today, there's so much temptation for coming against men. So tonight we're going to talk about men. I mean, we're all tempted, but tonight I want to focus on men. I want to focus on husbands, fathers, and sons, and being a man in this culture, being a man in the body of Christ, or even a man who's not in the body of Christ, because Satan still wants to tempt us and think that the things that we've done in our past, the things that we're doing and what we're thinking, don't think that God wants us or loves us. But let me say this, my unbelieving listeners, God loves you. God sent his son to die for you to redeem you back to him. And by faith, if you believe, you can be redeemed, your sins can be washed away, and you stand before God as righteous, that he will not bring back your past and remembrance, but you must first confess Christ as your Lord and Savior, believe in your heart that he was risen from the dead, and then repent from your ways. And this is one of the things we want to talk about, accountability in our lives as we do that. Because Satan is always striving to create and give and put temptation in front of us. Even for my saved brothers, you know, the thing that we hear, that once we give our life to Christ and become a Christian and come to the church, that everything is going to be okay. Things are just going to happen. Things are going to fall in line. It's not really true. Because Satan wants to destroy you. And especially he wants to destroy the husbands and fathers. Because if he can break them down and get them in a place where they're not seen as reliable, responsible, dependable, or being able to lead their family in conflict, or have lifestyles that are contradiction of what God says, this can keep their wives, can keep their children lost, keep those around him. That, you know, it makes it hard to witness, and also to lead our family, because it brings conflict. But we know as Christians that it's important for men. You know, the thing we talk about at our man-up events and here at Issues Christian Men's Talk, we encourage having accountability partners. That's someone that we can pray with that can help us to share the burdens that come along in us, because there's a lot of things. There's a spiritual battle, and then there's just the things that life happens with us. You know, recently, last couple months, I know some brothers who've lost family members. And those times of bereavement and mourning, it's good to have someone around you who can support you and encourage you through that process, so we don't spiral off into, you know, depression. Because, you know, when we lose family members, a parent, a child, a close friend, we don't want to see folk, men, spiral off into depression and implode on themselves, and they never come out of it. And then that's where, again, this life, this physical death. But again, when we're talking about the body of Christ as Christians, we know we have eternal life. So our time here on earth has always been limited. But sometimes when we lose those close to us, we need someone to help us and give us some moral support and to encourage us through the process of our mourning. But on the spiritual side, we have to also understand it's good to have accountability partners, someone that can pray with us, help share our burdens during our spiritual battle as we read, as we study, as we grow in the body of Christ, as we grow in our knowledge and understanding. There's temptations, the more that we tend to do and want to be able to serve God and live righteous from God. You know, I earlier mentioned about giving our life to Christ and then repenting. That repentance and turning around and thinking different and starting to be able to think different, look at life differently, and have a change of heart in what we're doing. Now, once we take that into the physical and start to try and do things differently, be around different people in different places, the enemy is going to come and tempt us. Now, I want to talk to the brothers right now, because there's a lot of things that we go through on how we used to handle situations in our life. And I think that's one of the things we get to talk to here at Issues Christian Men, that the stuff that we deal with, our finances, our wives, our children, our jobs, our bosses, our coworkers, those things that irritate, irk us, set us off, are still going to be there. But as we come to Christ, as we start to study the Word and start to pray and start to put our trust in our trust in our life and in God's Word and who Christ is, He's going to start to change us. And that's the most important thing we have to understand. This change is from the outside. From the inside out. Because we can stop looking like we used to look. We can stop dressing the way we used to dress. We can go with shirts and ties and all the things that we don't really mock, but you know, outward appearance is easy, but changing the inside of a man, changing his heart, and changing his mind, how he thinks and what he does and how he handles the situations of life is where the Word of God comes in and what being a Christian man truly means. That because we know we're going to be challenged, we know we're going to be tested on a lot of different areas in our life, but we know that the Word of God is our answer, is our source, and our resource for the things that we're challenged with. So the point of having an accountability partner, we know that this is a battle. It's Satan. It's Satan. When you read Scripture, Satan is mentioned there. Jesus talks about Satan. Jesus talks about hell. So as Jesus talked about it, we know that it's real. It's not fantasy. It's not illusion. I know, you know, what our unbelievers and folk have the pictures and what the devil looks like. It really doesn't matter what he looks like, because when we see him in the end, for the Christian, the saint, we're going to see that he was weak and he had no real power. But we were feared for him, and we let ourselves be intimidated by him. I'll be shocked to see that what he really looks like. Let me digress back. Knowing that this battle is forces of darkness, that we want as much help as we get. It's like anything else. If we're striving to be different, if we're fighting against a foe, okay, I won't go into the fight. I'll bring it back. If we are part of a team playing a sports event, we want people on our side to accomplish the goal set forth, to score the point, to reach the goal line, soccer, football, baseball. We have a team and people on our side. It's the same thing in the body of Christ. It's the same thing as being a man of God. We need to put some folk around us that's going to help us accomplish the same goal. We're going in the same direction so that when we don't have to do it all. We have someone we can lean on, someone can carry us, someone can encourage us when we're feeling weak or we feel put upon. Because, again, the pressures of life, just the pressures of life, can be overwhelming for some. Being a husband, loving your wife, you know, ministering to your wife, loving your wife, providing for your family. For some brothers out there in the church and outside the church, these things can be overwhelming to their psyche, to their emotions. You know, I don't know if any of the brothers listening out here, if you ever know what it's like to lose a job, to be short on funds, to be short on finances. You know, lights go off, phone goes off, and these pressures and folk are looking at you, your family's looking for you to provide, and something inside you feels like you're failing. How do you respond and what you're going to do? And that's where God comes. That's where accountability comes. And it's not so much that, you know, I'll say this. There's a place that we can go and have those things, those material things taken off. But it's the how we feel on the inside about ourselves, our self-esteem. And how we continue to press forward, even in the midst of the struggle. And this is where God can speak to our lives. This is where accountability party can come into our lives and encourage us to keep going and not give up. Because, again, if we look around the culture and look around the society today, we can see the effects of men giving up for whatever reasons, for emotional reasons, for financial reasons. They give up, and they're beaten down, and they can't do it because they had no one to hold them up and lift them up spiritually. Because once a man's heart is broken, then after that, it's no telling what he can do. He gives over to his emotions. He gives over to selfishness. He gives over to pride. And that's what we see. This is what we see when we talk about the fruit of anger and the fruit of a lot of things. It's the root problem that a man has been broken by his circumstances. But if he had someone there who could hold him together, encourage him, help him to press on, and even give him a different perspective on what he's going through, or encourage him that, you know, I've been through this too, and I know how you can get out, but you just can't give up. Because once you give up, it's done. And enemies won, and your circumstances overwhelmed you. But the importance of us having an accountability partner as in the body of Christ. Now, I'm going to come back to the body of Christ, because we as men of God, if we don't have the example of those around us, how can we preach, how can we reach, and how can we talk to other men when we go out and evangelize and share the gospel? These things are important. They help us to grow. They help us to continue to press forward. And we have to understand that, you know, we have more in common than we are different. That the things that we struggle with, the things we're going through, they're all similar. You know, I was in a man up teaching men's fellowship session, and we had this having a discussion that, you know, marriage is a struggle. You know, all our wives look different, but all our wives are the same. Let that sink through. Because they're women, and they go through a lot, and you'd be surprised how many of the same things that you going through or have been through, some same brothers going through and been through. It's just that his wife is his wife. But the challenges in relationship are a lot similar, depending on background, depending where they come from, depending on expectations in marriage. And those are the things that can struggle. And then us as men ourselves, if we don't know how to define a husband or what it means to be a husband, and then our wife has a different expectation of what it means to be a husband, the battle starts right there. But again, the Word of God gives direction, gives guidance, gives a blueprint on what it means to be a husband and to how to love our wives and what that means and how we add, how we apply that. So that's one area where it's important for us to have accountability. Men in our lives are going to speak into our lives and hold us accountable. That will encourage us even in the midst of a struggle. That encourage us in the midst of a temptation. I'm going to go to scripture real quick here. It's in Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 13. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. We know without a doubt, that, you know, it's going to come. But the full armor of God, that's one of the things. As Christian men, I know we all know the scripture. We know the helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, shown with the gospel of peace. These are the things we put it on, you know. And for those who, you know, from unbelief, I mean, listen, just think about this. Would you go play full contact tackle football without putting on your whole entire uniform, your pads, all your pads and your helmet? The same thing. For my brother's been in the military. You know, when it's time to engage, you have to have your certain armor on, your uniform on, your flap jacket, your all the things, your belt, utility belt, your weapon, all that that you need. You don't go into battle without it. You don't go into battle in a t-shirt and shorts. You don't go play football full contact at full speed without having all your pads and equipment on. It's as simple as that. That's what we talk about in the spiritual realm. Again, I encourage you, go to Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 13, in chapter 6 and read about it and study what that armor is. And are we putting that on every day? Every day. Every day. When the time, the only time we can really take it off is when we're safe in our homes. And, well, I pray that when we're safe in our homes, you can drop your armor and rest. But even in the midst of what goes on in our homes, if it is a struggle, put the armor on. Put the shield of faith. It's important. It talks about protecting us from the enemy's attacks of fiery darts. You know, one thing we have to understand, that when we put on our armor and our protection, we don't want to get to the point where stuff is affecting us. It's not hitting us in the chest. It's not hitting to our vital organs, into the areas of sensitivity, because we have that armor on. So I encourage you, even in the midst of that, being part and having people having prepared for the warfare, because Satan is constantly coming. And one of the things that they didn't have in our armor is we can be able to stand and protect our family and our friends and be accountable and help our brothers who may be going through. And if we have to have our armor on, if we have to stand in the gap for them, then we have to be in a place. So it's important that, you know, we call it the man up. In the Men Up Conference, we talk about having a circle of influence. We all have a circle of influence. And what are we doing to encourage those in our circle of influence? Jesus had a close-knit circle. From the 12 into the 12, there was three disciples who were close to him in his inner circle, as you call it. And us, as we look around our lives, we should have people in our inner circle, in our larger circle, that are there for us. And that we're there for them, because this is a thing that we have to talk about as men. We have to look out for each other and stand in the gap. And these things are always done. And these things are done in the culture. They're done in the natural. If we think back to even like the innocence of our childhood, we had a group of guys that we hung with. It was elementary, middle school, or high school. We had a core group of guys that we hung with all the time, no matter what we were doing, it was good, bad, or whatever. We always had a group of friends that we played with. We had classmates, playmates. We have it, we have it. It comes out and designs itself in different ways. Because even now in the culture, we talk about gangs. We talk about, street gangs and fraternities and organizations. It's the same thing. But in the body of Christ, our common link is Christ. Our common link is God and His Word, that we're looking at each other, because, again, what are we striving to do? We're striving to stand before Christ and hear, "Well done, a good and faithful servant." We're standing to be pleasing to God. We're standing together to live a life that is righteous, that we can lead our families and our homes and our children, that we can be used in our community to speak life into that situation, in the church, that we can serve in the church and take our place in the body of Christ as men. to lead and be part of and to help support our pastors. So this is why it's important that we have accountability, because there's a process that we have to deal with. And then again, we know that Satan knows our weaknesses. Amen. That right there is something we all need to understand, from the pastor to the brother who just gave his life to Christ this last Sunday. Satan knows our weaknesses, and he knows where we are vulnerable. He knows when a married couple is fighting and perhaps feeling that someone else might better understand and sympathize. He knows that a child is being punished by his parents, might be feeling spiteful. He knows when things are not going well at work. And what are we doing? What are we used to do? And just where the bar is on the way home. You got to view past bars. I don't know about you, but in Baltimore and in the area here, there's a lot of places you can stop to get a drink, to relax, call ourselves relaxing, to take the edge off of working all day if we live in a such circumstance. But then why we should be in a place where we can call someone, we can pray for ourselves, call someone that could pray with us, knowing that we have a technology now that, you know, cell phones, we could pick up a cell phone, check somebody, and just get a word of prayer to be encouraged. You could even stop, but not at a bar, not at Friday's, Applebee's, Outback, or any other place that has a bar in it. But there's a place you can stop. It was funny. We was in a men's group recently, and we talked about, you know, you just stop at a Chick-fil-A. Meet somebody at Chick-fil-A, meet somebody at McDonald's, have a milkshake, sit down, and vent and let the steam out before you head home. But who are you going to call? Who's in your life? Do you have people in your life? And then on the other hand of that, if we're in a place in our life, are we available? Are we available if someone calls us at 5 o'clock, 5:30, 6 o'clock, and say they need to meet, I want to talk, or whatever? Are we going to make ourselves available? That's, again, something we have to search about our insides. Do we care about our brothers? If the scripture talks about iron and sharpened iron in Proverbs, that so a man sharpens his friend's confidence. Are we willing to put the time in to sharpen someone's confidence, to express encouragement and moral support? And when was the last time you called a brother and reached out to him to see just how he's doing? Just call to see how he's doing. Or do we wait till Sunday? So these are, I'm calling my Christian brothers right now, because if you only see your brother in Christ on Sunday, that's the only time you talk to him out of 7 days in the week, and you only reach out to him on Sundays when you happen to see him in passing as you go into your seat, are you truly in fellowship? Are you truly your brother's keeper? Are you truly iron and sharpened iron? We all have to look at ourselves in the mirror and determine who we are. And we call ourselves Christian men, and we call ourselves brothers in Christ. Amen. Here on Issues, Christian Men's Talk, I'm Deacon Thomas Farr. I'm here every Monday night at 8 p.m., every Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. You can always call us at 646-668-2636. Join the conversation live, share your insights and wisdom. Also, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/ Deacon Thomas Farr. You can also follow us there. You can listen to the rebroadcast of this program, share it with someone, and also you'll find an archive of all of our past programs. We've been on almost 3 years. We'll be celebrating 3 years in a couple months. And we've talked about a lot of things in marriages, things that affect husbands, fathers, and sons. Those three things that we all have in common. Because one of the things we do, we know as men that we have more things in common than we are different. Because the struggles that we do as men is common to every man. The accomplishment, the goals, the desires, the things we want to do to live right, to be the better husband, a better man, a better friend, a better son, no matter what our circumstances are and where we come from. But through God and through our faith in God and through direction and guidance of His Word, we can be a man pleasing to God. Amen. Amen. Also, you can reach us at Twitter. We have a Twitter account now. You can follow us on Twitter. It's Issues Men's Talk on Twitter. And again, on Facebook, it's Issues Christian Men's Talk Facebook page. You link up there. Also, we share upcoming events there. If you have any men, your men's fellowship, if you have a monthly, quarterly, bi-monthly, monthly, weekly Bible study men's group meeting, please let us know. We'll post it. You never know, my brother's looking for somewhere to be able to fellowship with godly men, to study the Word, and just rub up against someone So if you have that ongoing men's event, or upcoming men's event, we encourage you to come and be and post it there and let us know about it. Amen. Amen. And also, well, while we're talking about that, we have upcoming. We're going to have a new man up event. A man up event. We had one earlier this year, and we're having a second one coming in. Right now, we're working on October of 2017. We're going to have a man up event soon. We're working on the plans, and the details are coming real soon. You can always go to Facebook on our Facebook page. They'll be there. It'll be on Twitter once we lock it in. And it's gonna be about 2 or 3 weeks, and we'll have it locked in with dates and times and all the information you need to come out and join us. Amen. So we encourage you for that. Amen. Amen. But right here, I just want to shift gears a little bit, because now we talk about our Man Up event. At our last Man Up event, we had put a playbook out, a challenge for the brothers that were there, and I'd like to share that with you tonight before we continue on about accountability. That we had a five-point playbook. These are five plays for men. The first one was to be able to share the gospel to one person each month face to face. We're now in July. Some brothers that got feedback for some brothers out of 7 months, they might have got two, they might have two or three, or they're looking to, you know, they can catch up at the end of the year. Remember, you got the whole year. So that'll be 12 people that you face to face, one on one, shared the gospel with. So we encourage that. Summer's coming. I mean, everybody's been on vacation out. It's just sharing the gospel. It's not, let me say this. We have to understand that not everyone knows the true and pure gospel of Jesus Christ. People have ideas. People listen to a lot of different preaching, teaching, whatever. But us as men of God, we would just share the gospel with someone. And when I say that, it's tell them about who Jesus is or who he is to you and share that gospel. Plant a seed, because we're called to sow seeds. So we plan to see God will handle the good ground, because the Bible speaks about some will water, some will plant. But we need to be planters, and we never know if we start a conversation, we can be waterers. But if we just took time to share the gospel with one person face to face. And then the next one is to build new friendships. I know a lot of brothers out there, you have friends, you know people for years and decades. You've been in church with them for 15 years, 10 years, 5 years. But when's the last time you built a new friendship on purpose, that you reached out to someone, built a relationship with them, and became a friend? It's one of the things we have to understand in the church and outside the church. A lot of brothers are lonely. A lot of brothers don't have friends. And especially when we give our life to Christ and surrender over to his will and start to be obedient to his word, there's people going to leave our lives. People we might have known for years, family members. So now we have men out there who don't have a support system. They don't have accountability. They don't have a circle anymore, because a circle gets real thin. So we, as men of God, should be able to reach out and start building new friendships. And it's very easy. We know that, as you know, folk visit our churches, they come through, we do evangelism outreach. Are we building friendships, new friendships? Amen? Next one, to be disciplined by man. Disciplined by a man. If we don't have anyone in our circle who speaks into our life, be it pastor, elder, or someone who's going to speak into our life and say, listen, he's going to tell you something. He's going to give you some rebuke or some advice or something, even in the midst of our struggles, or teachers. Do we have that person? Are we being discipled by someone? And then the next thing is, are we discipling someone? Are we speaking to someone's life to help grow their faith, to get them rooted and grounded in the word of God, to share our life experiences and then to encourage them? That's part of being accountability, having an accountability partner or being accountable to someone. And lastly, we're praying that God would use us to help someone grow in their faith. God, just use me, wherever it may be, maybe to serve in the church, to serve in the church, serve to provide for something, to reach out to someone. Just pray and be open in the spirit that God will be able to use you. Use you for his kingdom, for his glory. Amen. So that's our Man Up 2017 playbook. Amen. Amen. Well, tonight, again, if you're listening online, if you called in at 646-668-2636 and like to share or ask a question or share your insight or wisdom about accountability and the importance of having being accountable or having an accountability partner or share a testimony or story when someone in your life was able to speak into your life that helped you make a different or changed mind or a better decision than what you first had, or who encouraged you through a tough time in your life. We encourage you to call in and press one on your keypad. Amen? Amen. So also, when we talk about it, you know, again, you know, some a lot of this is just scriptures, but the thing it is, we have to be able to put application to the Word of God, to the scriptures as we read it. We talked about Proverbs 27:17, iron sharpens iron. We talked about putting on the full armor. We talked about ministering, reaching out to people, even when we do evangelism. And, you know, when you're doing street evangelism or outreach evangelism, we never know who we're going to run into, who we may be able to support and encourage. Because even though sometimes, you know, everyone needs a little encouragement and moral support. Everyone needs a friend. Sometimes people, you know, their enemy is beating people up just because they're alone. Because, you know, the old sermon I heard a lot about the lion attacks the weakest in the herd and he separates them from the herd. And we have folk out there who Satan is trying to separate, trying to tell them they're not worthy, trying to tell them they can't never get it right. Nobody cares about you. Nobody cares about your struggles. And even when we make a mistake and fall and backslide or do something we know that is contrary to the Word of God, we struggle. We struggle with being confessing our sins one to another, sharing with one another, and ask ourselves. I just want to say this, too, because it talks about, I believe it's in the book of James, chapter 5. It says, confess our sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. In one translation, it says the prayer of a righteous man. But we have to be able to pray. Are we praying for the folk in our congregation? I'm back on my Christian brothers again. I know we know that pastors pray for us. We know that leaders pray. But are we praying for those men in our church, those men that we know in the body of Christ, not even in our church? Because some of us don't all go to the same church and we're in connection with other folk. But are we praying for the Christian men that we know, that the things that's going on in their life, that God will speak a word into their life, a word of encouragement? You know, I recently started a morning prayer with a brother, and it's we were talking about it last week, a couple weeks ago, that it's been 2 years. And that all came out of a coalition of ministries, just a man coming together and planning an event, and we started to pray about the event, and then it turned into an ongoing morning prayer. And that's what we have to do. We have to be open to some things. We have to allow God to use us in other folks' lives, that we are building relationships. I'll say this. We understand about the issues of trust and not wanting people to know everything about us. That's fine. But at some point, if you're building relationships, especially in the body of Christ, you're going to be that person that you're going to be able to go to. Because, again, I like to keep it is because in our lives, in our regular lives, these folk will know about the stuff we've done. When we were living a life, I'll say contrary to what God teaches, there was people always knew what we were doing and who we were and expectation. You know, I always used a testimony that, you know, when I first came to the church, you know, none of the brothers wanted to do anything. Everybody, you call somebody, you never can get anybody to go do anything. But I knew if I called my brothers that from my back in the days, from my clubbing and partying and hanging out, we could make a phone call or we could put something together in mere hours. And we'd be good for the whole weekend. I'm just saying. But then church folk, they act like they can't come together. They can't do ordinary, regular things. But, again, this is why here at Issues Christian Men, so we say the importance of men's ministry, interacting with men and building relationships and accountability relationships. Amen. The writer of Hebrews sums it up when he says, let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. Let us not give up meeting together, as some in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as we see the day approaching. That's Hebrews chapter 10 and verses 24 and 25. The body of Christ, we should be interconnected. As we grow as a body, as we grow as in your local church, our lives should start to be interconnected. You know, we do the superficial. I agree. It's a process. Let me just say that. You're not going to go and be part of a church. You don't have an expectation that everybody's going to tell you everything about them, and you're going to tell everything about yourself to somebody. Because some of that will scare people away, because you can't do that. But as you grow, as you are part of the body, as a local congregation, as people come into your congregation, because for my saints who've been in church, if you've been in the same church over 15 years, I encourage you to check yourself. See what you're doing. When was the last new visitor, new convert? Are you reaching out to them? Are you making them feel inclusive? Are you showing them the love of God? And again, there's only so many hours in a Sunday. What are you doing the rest of the week to reach out, to engage them, to make them feel welcome? It's easy to feel welcome on Sunday, but then what are you doing the rest of the week? Are you on purpose engaging folk, making phone calls? We have so much technology now, we can reach out to people just to give them a word of encouragement. We have texts and faxes and Facebook and texts and phone calls and cell phones, Instagram, so we can send a word out to encourage someone, just check on someone. Amen? So that's important, that we are praying for each other and that we're reaching out for each other. And accountability can be helpful in the battle to overcome sin. This one is one of my passions, because when we do outreach, when we are going out to share the gospel with the lost, with the unbeliever, and they're living, they have lives that are full of, I'll say, sin, living contrary to what the Word of God says in areas of their life. And I'm talking about real sin, not just, you know, smoking, drinking, all those things. Their hearts are tainted. They have contrary hearts. There's a darkness about their lives. Now, as we begin to pray and minister to them, and then they come, and then God starts to send the Holy Spirit into their life to purge some things out, what are they doing? Who do they go to when they're struggling, when the enemy is coming, when those old friends or old relationships or old habits rise up in them, when those old way they respond to trouble comes up? Who's coming alongside to be able to help them? Who can they reach out to? And who is, sometimes we have to be proactive in it, that we have to be in a place where we're trying to reach someone and encourage them and strengthen them and know where they are spiritually. And one of the things we have to also do is understand that this also has applies into our homes. Because if we can do it in our homes, we definitely can do it to the stranger, also be in that place. Accountability partner. We're getting close to our time, but I wanted to share this again with you about accountability. It's helpful in overcoming sin. An accountability partner can be there to encourage, to rebuke, to teach, to rejoice, and to weep. That's what it's about. It's coming along somebody through life, through the course of life, through living life. It's some of it is spiritual, some of it is emotional, and some of it is caring for folk as God continues to use them and grow them. Every Christian should consider having an accountability partner with whom he can pray and talk and confide and confess. And that's all it really is about. It's about those things. Someone who you can pray to, pray with, talk to, confide in, and confess to, and share what you're struggling with, just to get it off your chest, to release steam. Because a lot of the things we deal with when we talk about anger and depression, and a lot of the emotional things we go through, is because we keep a lot of stuff inside. And as men, we tend to do that. And it can be for anything from a job situation to a bill being paid to we're upset, to a loss, to whatever reason. If we keep it in, it builds up, it affects our health, it affects our attitude, it affects a lot of things that we don't even rethink we're handling and it's going well, but really, we can see the effect is affecting all parts of our life. Amen? So tonight, I thank you for joining me. I encourage you to be able to think about the things we talked about tonight. Again, you can tell them as far as there's the issues, Christian Men's Talk. We're here every Monday at 8 p.m., every Thursday at 8:30 p.m., and we just wanted to share and encourage the brothers out there. I pray a word of encouragement came across to someone, they'll continue to press in, not give up. Never, never, never give up. No matter what Satan does to you, reach out to someone today. If you're going through anything, if you're going through any kind of struggle, you know, reach out to someone, share with someone. And for my brothers out there who are mature, that you're in a place, you feel like you're in a good place, and we all say, God, we want God to use us. Let God use you in the life of one person. There's someone out there, someone in your congregation, in your community, in your job, in your supermarket, that God's going to need, going to use you to the, you, only you will be able to reach them. And are we prepared and open and making ourselves available and be able to reach them? Amen. I'm Deacon Thomas Farr. You've been listening to Issues Christian Men's Talk. Thank you for joining us tonight. We encourage you to join us again. And we say, have a good and happy evening and be blessed. Amen.
Hello, Jesus, children, Jesus loves you, Jesus, children, hello, children, Jesus loves you, love a man.